Careful, say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf Kuf Dalid. And we're here at the bottom of Kuf Gimel in the days, three, four lines up. Amar Rava. And again, still in the middle of discussing which type of shoe is shayach for chalitza. And today we're going to get into which are the ma'akev parts of the chalitza process itself. Right? There are three steps. There's the shoe, there's the spitting, and there's the kriya, there's the statement, saying over the psukim. So we'll talk about that today. As we keep on going in this the topic of chalitza, so that says the Gemara. Now Amar Rava. Rava says that hilchasa that the halacha is that echad sandal hamuskar v'echad sandal hamuchlat. Right, again, if you remember yesterday, we had a discussion as to whether a shoe that has suffik or definite saras is able to be used for chalitza. So he says, regardless of whether it's definite or suffik saras, v'echad sandal shal ovus kochavim, and also the sandal or the shoe of Avodah Zarah or of a goy, as we'll see in a second, that's going to be different than, we'll compare this to a second where something is no good, but okay. Either way, these three cases, these three types of shoes, lo tachot, you shouldn't do chalitza, vim chalitza chalitza shakshera, but if you did, then it's kosher. But, shal tekrovus Avodah Kochavim, but if it's a gift to the Avodah Zarah, v'shal ir nidachas, or it belongs to the ir nidachas, which has to be destroyed, v'shal zaken ha'asur l'chvodo, or it's for an old person that is for his kavod, as Rashi says over here, meaning it's not really for his kavod, it means the tachrichin for burial shrouds, it's not really a shoe. So then, lo tachlos vim chalitza chalitza zepsula, right? You shouldn't do chalitza, and if you did, then it is possible. Just a quick note on what's the difference between when the Gemara says that a sandal sha'over kochavim, avodas kochavim is okay if you use it in the end, even though you shouldn't, and then as opposed to one that belongs to kroves avodas kochavim. So Rashi at the bottom over here says that the one that's good, that is okay, it's a shoe that they use to put on the Avodah Zarah, right? When they transport it from place to place, and it's not for burning, because the Avodah Zarah, they're able to be mevatel it, which Rashi says, it's easily takanta bebitul, he says, that you can almost take away the status. It's not a gift to the Avodah Zarah, it just belongs to the guy, and he puts it on the Avodah Zarah to transport it, but he can be mevatel it, whereas opposed to Shalta Krovas Avodah Kochavim, which is, Rashi says, Shekrivu Masru, the fun of the Shem Doron, it was an offering to this Avodah Zarah, and he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dafnun, that says that there's nothing you can do with it, that has to be burned, that has to be destroyed, so that's the difference, that's why one of them would be good and one of them would not. Okay, fine. So Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi, Ravina said Ravashi, Maishna Zaken Asu the Chvodo, the Lav Le Lucha Ovid, right? The Beit Dina Nami Le Lucha Lav Le Lucha Ovid. Right. So Ravina says, one second, if you tell me that it has to be used for walking, right? Meaning this shoe of a Zaken that they put him into the ground with, right? Obviously not used for walking, right? Obviously in the most literal sense, right? The Beis Din shoe, right, as we mentioned maybe yesterday, that Beis Din would have a special shoe or a bunch of shoes designated for chalitza, but those shoes aren't for walking in either. So why would that be good? So Amalei said, well, what do you mean? Ilu maski be shlucha de beidina mi kopet ala daina. If the Shliach Beis Din would use that shoe to walk in, right, would the judges, or the Bach changes it to the Beis Din, whatever, would the judges really have any issues? No, meaning you could theoretically walk in this shoe, it just happens not to be used for walking, therefore, then it's fine. Okay, fine. Weiter. New Mishnah. We have two more Mishnahs today. Chalitza b'layla, chalitza z'kshira, v'yabilazer posol. That if you do chalitza at night, you usually do chalitza during the day, but if you do it at night, so then it's okay. And v'yabilazer says it's not even okay. The small, let's say you use the left foot. Again, we said that the chalitza has to be with the right foot. So chalitza z'psula, v'yabilazer makshir, right? The opposite, that it's posol, and v'yabilazer says that it is okay. What happens if the Yavam is a lefty? So that's a kasha that the Achronim deal with, and I do not know what the halacha is actually. I think I heard someone say that you do it on both shoes just to be yotzi koladeus, but okay, fine. Because again, we do chalitza nowadays, right? That does happen. Rachman Tzlan, lo alenu, it does happen nowadays. So, all right, anyway, weiter. So now, says the Gemara, what's the machlokas here about starting? We said the first thing we said was that chalitza should not be done at night. So what's the machlokas? Right, so lema b'hakam ifki. Maybe the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar is like this. Right, the marsavar makshinan ribim rivim l'negoyim, umar savar lo makshinan rivim l'negoyim. Now, what in the world is going on over here? So basically, chalitza, since it's done in Beis Din, and also, as the Rishonim point out, it has a monetary aspect to it also, because once she gets chalitza, there's going to be a ksuba aspect as well. So basically, the pasuk says about Beis Din that so just take a step back. So the chalitza is considered to be a riv, quote unquote, an argument, a machlokas, something that is to be judged in Beis Din. It says about Beis Din, the pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Parsha Shoftim, I assume, I'm not sure though. Val pihem yeh kol riv v'chol naga. Right, that based on about their mouth, right, they will judge, they will determine every argument and every nega. Now, obviously, tzaras. So the question is, right, just like we learned that tzaras has to be done during the day. So the question is, do you connect riv and nega? Do you connect machlokes, meaning like things that are done based in, right, to tzaras or not? Do we and therefore do we do it during the day or not? So one of them, the one who said, the Rabbi Lazar, who says that. That you can't do it during the day, so we connect Rivim to Tzaras, because Tzaras can only be done during the day. According to Tanakhama, right, we don't connect it necessarily, right, and therefore, right, we can do it at night. So the Gemara says, maybe not, maybe that's not the Machlokas. The Kuli Alma, Lo Makshin, and Rivim, Lindagayim, really everybody holds that we don't connect it to. They happen to be mentioned in the same pasuk, but we don't always connect things in the same pasuk. Di makshinan, because if you would really halachically connect, other dine mamonos and tzaras, afilu gemar din balayla namilo. So you'd even not be able to do the gemar din at night. Meaning, in the halacha is, we know that's already in Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, that you can only start a court case during the day, but you are allowed to finish it at night if it's dine mamonos. And tzaras, you're only allowed to do during the day. So if you're really connecting the two, you wouldn't even be able to do the gemar din at night, which we know that we can. So therefore, therefore the machlokas in the Mishnah is like this. It depends on what are you comparing it to. What do you hold? What's chalitza? Is it the beginning of a psak din, or is it the end of a psak din? Meaning that, again, the beginning can be done during the day, and the end, right, can be done at night. So the question is, what's the comparison? Meaning that if you're talking about, that if you have a chalitza over here, that's going to lead to a ksuba. So if you look at Rashi, ketchilas din damya. It doesn't explain. I'm sorry. Meaning again, the question is, right, are you starting the process of giving the ksuba, or are you ending the process of giving the ksuba? So that's basically the machlokas over here. Okay, I'm not sure exactly which Rashi I was. I thought Rashi said. Okay, fine. Anyway, Omar. No, just kidding. Rabba bar chia ketufsa. Tosfa, Avad Uvd Bamok, Uvichidi Uvalaila. Rabbi Bar Chia did a halacha of chalitza, I mean, he did a chalitza with three things. We're going to see what's going on over here. The Gemara's going to ask what's going on over here with these three things. The three halachas he did was, if you remember, one of the things that we talked about was that a felt shoe, right, what's the deal with a felt shoe? Right, we said that it was okay. Right, again, we had a brisa that said it was okay. And so he did a bemok with felt, of yechidi by himself without a beis din, uvalayla, and he did it at night. So the Gemara Amar Shmuel said, oh, kamarav guvrei de avid ki yechida. Wow, what a great rabbi who paskins like the yechidim. He is smart enough to paskin, meaning he's great enough, he's the gadol ador that he can paskin like the yechid. Meaning Shmuel was tongue-in-cheek, meaning he was saying, get out of here, what are you paskining, right, like a das yechid over here. So Gemara says, my kusha, what was the problem? Imok. If you tell me the problem is with the felt, so stamatani, right? I have a brisa, stam brisa, that it's fine. Elila, if it's nighttime, also stamatani. We also have a stam brisa that says that it's fine. Ella yichidi kakashile. Really, it was the fact that he did the chalitza by himself. Hechi avid biyichidi. How did he do it? Right, by himself. Right, the yichida katanila. Right, it's the yichida. I mean, that's a das yachid. It's not linked to the Mishnah. Chalta v'shnayim v'shlosha. Right, this Mishnah we're going to see on Amud Beis. If you do chalitza with two or with three, vim tzayecha mehem karv v'pasol, or meaning if you do it with three. Sorry, if you do it with two, then it's no good. And if you do it with three, but then one of the dayanim turns out that he was related to somebody, so he's puzzled, can't be a dayan, so then you're left with two, so then chalitza sepsulo, then it's puzzle. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sander, Makshirin, they say it's mutter to do it with less than the Beis Din, but that's a das yavid, or a das shnayim, whatever. There's a story where somebody was in jail, and he wanted to, I guess, get his Yavama out of situation, maybe he was, I don't know, whatever, he wanted to make sure that she was free to marry, and they did it by themselves. Rabbi Akiva came and said it was mutter. V'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Minyamin Amar Menachman ain alach goes ozug. The alach is not like who is it? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Sadler. So you see that this das yachid. You can't do a chalitza by yourself without a beis din. This das yachid. So how do you understand? So Eva is Ema, Kulanami, meaning either, right, you could say like that was why Shmuel was upset, or Viva is Ema, Kulanami Yechidah, that all of them are actually Das Yachid. The fact that the felt is okay, the fact that at night is okay, the fact that you do it without a Beis Din is okay, that's all Das Yachid. The Tanya is London. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and he raises Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Shechalas ben Ogav, Yechidah Balayla, meaning, That was Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yossi. He said that he saw somebody doing, but that was one guy, right? That was one man to Amar, right? That he was holding like Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, or like okay, fine, weiter. So now says the So we said in the Mishnah that b'shmol b'chalitza the machlokas was the reverse. That actually the Tanakhama said it's posel, and Rabbi Elazar said that it was kosher. So Gemara says, my time is the Rabbanan. What's the reason? Why does the Tanakhama say that it's posel? So Amar Ula, Yalfinan regel mi mitzora. Because we have a gzera shava from mitzora, right? Part of the Tara process for a mitzora is sprinkling some blood on his right foot or right big toe, or okay. So I mean, he says the word regal over there. Malahalim diyamin, afkan diyamin. Just like over there, it's the right foot. So too over here is the right foot as well. Rabbi Lazar, what about Rabbi Lazar? Well, if regal in the Torah, right? He simply doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shavah. I v'atanya, but didn't learn the right side. Rabbi Lazar, Omer Amenayin the Ritzia Shehi ba'uzen hayimanis. Nemarkan ozen v'nemar halal ozen. Malahalim yamin afkan yamin. We find that Rabbi Lazar, this is a very similar Gzeirah Shavah, very similar drasha to figure out which ear you would pierce. Right, if you had an eved, right, at the beginning of Parshat Mishpatim, famously that if an eved wants to stay longer than his 6 years. So you drill a hole in his ear, pierce his ear. Right? That was in Shoshama, the ear that heard the Seres Dibros, right, is going to be a Kosh Baruch Hu, right? We should be Avdei Hashem and not Avdei Yisrael. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so meaning if he wants to continue as a slave to Yovel, so you drill a hole in his ear. How do you know that you do it in the right ear? Because you have Ozen by Mitzora as well. Right? Again, it's part of the... part of Mitzorah as well, part of the Tara process is to put some blood on the Mitzorah's right ear. So too, meaning we're going to apply it over to giving this Eved an earring in the right ear, or a hole in the right ear, so why don't you do it over here as well? Why does Rabbi Lazar also use that kind of ozen? So you could use regal also to teach me that you should use the right foot for chalitza. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that really it's Rabbi Elazar. Again, as I said before, as I highlighted, that the Mishnah flipped, right? Originally the Tanakhama said it was kosher, then Rabbi Elazar said it was possible if you did it at night, and then the Tanakhama said but on the left foot, right, it's possible, and Rabbi Elazar said it's kosher. So really you should switch it. They really know that they line up a kosher puzzle, right, in both machloksim, not the opposite. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, don't switch it. And what's the difference between ozen and regal? Regal, very simple. That ozen mufni, regal lo mufni. Right, we said before that sometimes you need the words to be available to teach Gzeirah Shavah, and simply calling Rabbi Lazar, right, the word ozen was available, but it's free, not teaching me anything, but regal, right, he was learning stuff out. So Gemara says, ay, v'chi lo mufni, my pir chayika. Okay, but we learned also, if you remember, that we've done this before, that if something is not free, meaning then if the words are free in the Chumash, then there's more strength to the drasha, because otherwise, if you could knock it out, the connection with logic, right, you would not be able to learn from one context of halacha to another, right? So the fact that it is free and available to learn, right, so that seems to imply that you need the strength of the Gzeirah Shavah, because otherwise logic would dictate that you should not learn one halakha from the next. So what that's the Gemara asked. So what was the kasha here to learn between Mitzorah and an Eved, Mitzorah and Arkeza and Chalitza. So you can lemifrach ma'ala Mitzorah shekein taran eitz erez ve'ezo v'shnito las, because you have all these other aspects, right? It's not just the sprinkling of the blood on the foot or on the ear or whatever, right? You have to bring all these things. There is, he's over, all that stuff you have to bring as a part of the korban, or part of the whole Torah process. So that's why he doesn't love the gzer shava from chalitza, really from Metzora to chalitza. Fine, weiter. Okay, now we mentioned before there are three aspects to the chalitza process. There's the taking off of the shoe, there's the spitting, and there is the kriya. There is the kriya, the psukim, and the words that they tell the woman to say. So. Now the Gemara is going to just explain, or the Mishnah really is going to explain which ones are crucial and which ones are not. So let's go through it. So really, it's just to spoil it for you. It's going to say, well, no, let's read it. You'll find out. So chalta rakaka avalo kara. Let's say he does two. Again, we're all these three. We're going to bring three iterations of doing two out of the three things that we need to do, right? And we're going to obviously line up, and it'll explain which ones are crucial or not. So let's say they left out the kriya, right? They left out the psukim. So then chalitza sakshira. Then it's fine. Kara urakaka volo chalza. Let's say you did the psukim and the spitting, but you didn't take off the shoes. So then, as you might imagine, chalitza psulo. Then the chalitza is no good. What happens though if you miss the spitting? Right, that's the question over here. That's going to be the machlokas. Chalza ukra. Let's say you did the chalitza, you did the psukim of a lo rakaka, but you didn't do the spitting. So Rabbi Lazar Omer chalitza psulo. Rabbi Kiva Omer chalitza shira. So as you might imagine, the machlokas. Amale Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "Kacha yaseh." The pasuk says, "This is what you have to do." Kacha yaseh. Kol davashu ma'aseh ma'akev. He said, "Everything is crucial. You have to do all three things." Right there, the spitting is crucial. Amale Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, Misham Raya. What do you mean? That's the pasuk that you're bringing me to prove what the love is. Because what does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, "Kacha yaseh la'ish." Right. This is what you have to do to the guy. Right, kol davashu ma'aseh ba'ish. Right, so everything that is done to the guy, that's the crucial part. Meaning, kol davashu ma'aseh ba'ish, as Pasuk seems clear, that they're only the taking the shoe off of the man. Right, that's taking anything you do to the guy. That's what's crucial, and the spitting and the kriya, right, is not. Okay, fine. Hacheresh shenechatz, if someone who can't hear did a chalitza, the chareshes shechalta, or a woman who can't hear, the choletzes lekatan, or if you do chalitza to a katan, chalitza zaptulo. That's no good. Ketana shechalta. If a ketana did the chalitza, so tachlos kishetagdil, she should do it again when she gets older. If a lo chalta, chalitza is a plug, and then if she doesn't, then it's no good. Chalta b'shnayim or b'shlosha. Again, this is what we quoted earlier in Amud Aleph. If the chalitza was done with two judges or with three judges, v'nim tzeichem ekarvu puzzle, and then you found out that one of the three judges was no good, and now you have two, so the chalitza is a psula, then it's no good. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sadler, Machshirin. Right, again, as we said before, is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, and Sadler say it's fine. Ma'aseh be'echad shechalitz beino lebeino lebeis asurim, but ma'aseh lefnei Rabbi Akiva v'hechsher. And that's the story about the guy in jail. Amar Rava. Rava says, "I should amar to kriya lo ma'akva." Right? If you now that you're telling me that the kriya, right, that the psukim are not crucial to the whole chalitza process, and if you miss them, then it's okay. So lefichach ilim vilema shecholtu chalitzas and kshiras. Therefore, someone who can't speak, right, whether it's the guy or the girl, right, then they can do chalitza. That's fine. Gemara says, "Ah, v'tan chirish shenechatz v'chirish shecholtu v'chalitzas minakata and chalitzas psula." Didn't we just get through saying in the Mishnah that if someone can't hear, right, the chalitza is puzzle. My time, well, why is it puzzle? Right, lav mishum delav b'nei kriya ninu. Isn't it because they can't say the kriya, and therefore the kriya is crucial? Gemara says, lo, mishum delav b'nei dea ninu. No, because they don't have halachic das. They're not in according to halacha. They don't have the proper mindset. They don't have the halachic capacity to be able to do this. Okay, but if that's true, so to someone who can't speak, also doesn't have a halachic das. So Rava, no, Rava says, no, ilim v'ilemes b'neidenu, no, that's different. Someone who can't speak is halachically different than someone who can't hear. They have das, but their mouth, right, is what it literally means. It's in pain, but their mouth is what's damaged, right, but they do have a halachic das. They're able to understand and have proper kavanah. Aiva Amri the Bay Rabbi Yana, didn't they say in the base manager of Rabbi Yana, the Fisha Inu Ba'amr Va'amra, that you can't use someone who is a Chirish can't do Chalitza because they can't say Amar Va'amra, meaning that that's the psukim that say that you have to say stuff. So apparently they're not able to say, meaning if the whole reason the Chirish and the Chirish can't repeat the psukim, right? So it's seemingly a problem in the speech, right? So someone who can't speak Mastama, right? Speak straight up, can't, so that's apparently it's the same problem. So Allah, so rather, kiyatmar, the Rava asefetmar. Rather, no, Rava, what he said, his statement is actually on the sefer, and he said something a little different. So once we're telling me that someone who can't hear can't do chalitza, so Amar Rava, hashtag, the Amr is kriya me'akva. Now that you're telling me that the kriya is crucial, So therefore, not that the kosher, but someone who can't speak, their chalitza is posel. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Zeira. Dam Rabbi Zeira kara roy levila in bila makaves bo chol she ain roy levila bila makaves. This is a gemara that comes up all over Shas. A very interesting concept, but it's basically a fancy way of saying that a person needs to be able to do the, let's say in this case, the kriya. Right? If they're not able to do the kriya, then they're not able, then the thing is, then they're unable to do whatever ma'aseh we're talking about over here, let's say chalitza. If they're able to do the kriya, then everything is good, even if they don't do the kriya. But if they're unable to do the kriya, so then it's no good. And that's what he basically, the bila, just to translate bila, that's the context is in by korban mincha. Right? Korban mincha is made out of primarily out of flour and oil. It needs to be mixed together. So there has to be a proper ratio of flour and oil so that it can mix together and congeal a little bit. If you have, let's say, way too much flour, so then that's a big problem. That's kol ha-roi la-bila. It's not fit for bila, for mixing. If it is fit for mixing, then you don't have to mix it. But if it's not fit for mixing, then it's puzzle, then it's no good. That's what it's saying. Just to translate the words in the Gemara, call haroi labila. If anything is fit for mixing, then ilabila ain bila makavesbo. Then you don't even have to mix it. It just has to be fit for mixing, right? It's a fancy way of saying that it has to be fit for something. You have to be able to do something, right? But if you're unable to do something at the outset, so then it is puzzle. Right? If you're not able to do the mixing, so then bila makaves, then the mixing is crucial, even though it's not. It's just a fancy way of saying you need to be able to do the mixing, even though you don't have to do it afterwards. Okay. Shalachel la'avu adishmuel. They asked Yavu adishmuel, they said, Yavama shirakaka tachutz. If a Yavama just did yurikika, if she just spat, if she just spat, didn't do anything else, that already tachutz, then she has to do chalitza, meaning implying that she can no longer do yivam. So mechal de'ifsula le'me'achin. Apparently you see that she's then, at that point, been puzzled, right, to the other brothers. Right, and that's it. So there's no longer options to do Yibam. So money, whose sheet does that? Elim Rabbi Kiva, if it's Rabbi Kiva sheet, Hashta Amabu Mako Mitzvah, the Ika, the Mimar, Midi, the Havi Aimurim, the Chi Lesne, Loma Akvu, Chi Isnu Makve, Am Rabbi Kiva, Loma Akvu, Machin Ifsala. So that's a long phrase. Let's just double back for a second, right? What did Rabbi Kiva say in the Mishnah? Right, Rabbi Kiva said that that basically he is. Is not, meaning that the spitting, right, the rikika is not crucial. Meaning, the Gemara here basically compares it to emurim. Meaning, the emurim is the extra fats that are burned on the mizbeach. Meaning, if you have the fats, right, if you have the fats to burn on the mizbeach, then you need to burn them. If you don't have them, then it's not crucial. Then you don't need to necessarily burn them. If you don't have fats for whatever reason, they became tummy, whatever, then you don't have to burn them. So here, again, Rabbi Kiva says that when you do all the other stuff, the spinning is not crucial. So there's no way Rabbi Kiva is going to be the one who says that spinning is significant enough to apostle her to the other brothers. The other Rabbi Lazar, but if you tell me it's kind of Rabbi Lazar, that the spinning is crucial, right, for the chalitza, and it is ma'akev, as they say in the Lashon. So the hashne dvarim amatirim ninu. But one second. But it's two things that you need to do to allow this woman to remarry. Hashne dvarim amatirim ma'alim zablozeh. They don't work independently. Meaning, if it's Rabbi Kiva, there's no way. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold that the spitting is crucial, right, even if you're doing chalitza or the other stuff. So for sure, spitting by itself is not going to be crucial. But Rabbi Elazar, who holds that the spitting is crucial, the spitting only works if you have the other parts of chalitza, if you have the taking off of the shoe with it. So Elazar rather. So, meaning, so what do you, who holds that this just the spitting by itself, right, is halachically significant to the point where the woman is not allowed to marry any of the brothers? She has to do chalitza. Ella Karebi. Really, it must be Rebbe Shita, the Tanya Zolan Rabbisa, Kivze Ateres, in Makachin Halechem, Ella Bishchita. Right? That, just to bring a step back, right? You brought the, on Shavuos, one of the Korbanos that was brought is a Shte Halechem. And those are brought with Korbanos, with sheep. And what happens is that the bread is not kadosh, meaning it doesn't have kedusha in the bread, right? Until, as the phrase says, right? Until Ella Bishchita, until you shecht. The animals, the sheep that are brought with it, meaning, and that has to be a kashura shchita. So therefore, if, right, ketat, how does that work? Therefore, shachtan l'shman v'zorik daman l'shman. So therefore, if you shach the the sheep, and you sprinkle the blood, lishman, both of the shechting and the sprinkling were l'shem, the korban, right? We had that in Pesachim, if you remember, that the shechting and the zrika and all that stuff has to be for the korban that is being brought. So, and if you don't, that's a big problem, that apostles things. So if you shecht it, lishman, you did it lishman for the point of the shtelachem and the korban and shvulis, and then you sprinkle the blood as well, lishman, so then kadosh alechem, then the bread is kadosh, has kedusha. It is shtelachem. Right? Shachat, Shalom Lishman was Ark Lishman. Let's say the Shechita was Shalom Lishman, and you sprinkled Lishma, so then Lo Kadosh Alechem, then the bread is no good, right? It's not Kadosh. Shechta Lishma was Ark Dam and Shalom Lishman. If you Shechta Lishma, but then you sprinkled Shalom Lishman, Kadosh Ve'eno Kadosh, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds it's Kadosh Ve'eno Kadosh, right? That's the key line, meaning that you have one thing without the other, right? Meaning that you are going to have some sort of Kedusha. Right, there is some sort of physical kedusha over here for the lechem, but you're not going to allow to eat it because you're missing the second heter. So that's what Rebbe is saying over here, that you have one of the two aspects being done. You have the spitting without the taking off of the shoe. So that's going to create some sort of halachic status, but you don't have the heter, right? And you're not allowed to eat the shtei lechem. You're not allowed to marry this woman to one of the brothers or whatever, or to anybody for that matter, because you're missing all of the heter. And that's the kicker over here. And then Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Lo Lamenu Kadosh Shish Kosh Lishman. These are Damei Lishman. So Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. But that's already, this is Rabbi Shita that we're holding over here, that one of the two things is going to be sort of halachically significant. Okay, we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. But most likely, very good. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.